of the year 1940. We were at that time in the fifth grade of the elementary school. On Saturday, October 26, 1940, we celebrated the Feast of St. Demetrius. And as you know, in Thessaloniki, because St. Demetrius is the very patron of the city, it's a big celebration, and the weather was just perfect. So was the day on Sunday, October 27th. On October 28th, as I said in another occasion, we wake up with the sound of the sirens sounding an alarm because of something happening. Normally we knew that if the sirens start, we might have an air attack. But it was a peaceful time. So I remember my father said, we are in war because the Italian army, which was in Albania, asked Greece to surrender. The Prime Minister at that time, Ioannis Alexas, said no, and the war started. As you can imagine, a new thing for us children. I remember my father, he kept always his uniform as a lieutenant of the army in his youth. He was dressed, bid farewell and left. Everything changed in the life of the city because they used all the available buses and cars to transfer soldiers to the front. So all of a sudden you are without transportation. The trams, Thessaloniki had trams, they were operating, and at that time they did not ask for any ticket. And for us children, you can imagine, we took the opportunity, in spite of the war, to go and ride on the trams up and down. That was Monday, October 28th, the Ochi Day. Next day, we had an air attack. That was a different story. The Italian airplanes came above the city and started throwing bombs. It was something terrifying because the bombs, as they were falling, they produced a sound starting, and then it was the explosion. Depending if it was on a house, it was different. If it was on the asphalt of the street, it was terrible. It was as if everything is falling down. The thing finished after 1 hour or so, and we have no idea at that time how to protect her. We thought, okay, we went to the, it was the first floor in a three-story house, our house, and the basement, and we thought that we were safe in the basement, which was ridiculous, because if a bomb falls on top, it's very easy to go through three wooden floors and ceilings. But most of the time, the bombs didn't fall vertically, they fall by the side, and they might hit the house on the second floor, or even go directly to the basement. When we came out, and we saw the big, big holes in the streets, the houses, some dead people, it was, that was for us startling, really. imagine, little children see dead people on the street. And they were not normal dead. They were cut without some of their members. It was terrible. So we have to leave the city, to go to the vicinity, to the villages around the Saloniki. There were some relatives in my family in the village that I called Vasilika, to the edge suburb of the Saloniki. And everyone in our house took a car drawn by a horse. Now, after years, I'm asking, how is it possible that on this kind of car, it was a long thing, used for transferring merchandise, we had blankets and things to be used, except we didn't know what we would find in the village. And we were four people on my family. There were six people on the seventh floor and two. Now, all these people, how they were walking or riding on this car, because it was a distance, it took us a whole day. During our leaving, as we were approaching the middle of the road that leads today to the airport, again the sirens started, and then we didn't have anything to hide, just we went by the street, and finally we reached the village. After a month or so, there were no airplane attacks, because the Greek army not only resisted the Italian fascist army trying to enter Greece, but they started pushing them back inside Albania. So things changed, of course. And we were back in Saloniki, and one day we hear the bells of the churches ringing. Τι έγινε, what happened? Έπεσε η Κορισά. The Greek army entered Κορισά in Albania, which was a city with plenty of, the majority was a Greek population. You can imagine the enthusiasm. And then, after a while, we have this situation, έπεσε το Αργυρόκαστρο, έπεσε η Άγιη Σαράντα, έπεσε το Τεπελένι, έπεσε το Ελμπασάν. The Greek army was pushing the Italians back and back and back. And obviously, since they could not enter Yugoslavia at that time, the only solution for them would be to just go to the sea and have some, they need plenty of boats to take them because it was a big army, the Italian army. Of course, the feeling of faith in God was very strong. The Paraklesis Panagia was a daily thing everywhere. And this is why we have on this day the Panagia as Agia Skepi, the one that is protected from above. And also, since schools were not functioning regularly, and we have time available, everyone was doing something to assist our soldiers. Basically, used woolen kind of thing to prepare pullovers and jackets and socks, gloves. It was a tremendous kind of activity of that nature that we did. And then we were expecting that at some point the thing will stop by a total defeat and surrendering of the Italian army. But as you know, Hitler was with Mussolini. Mussolini, they have the Axis alliance, and he couldn't leave. This type of defeat would be terrible for them. So on April the 6th, Germany, under Hitler, declares war against Greece, and they enter from the front of Bulgaria. Greece in its north has a front at the end of Thrace with Turkey, and then with Bulgaria, Yugoslavia, and Armenia. It's a long, long front. Our army was, all of them was in Armenia. So actually this side across from the Bulgarian front line was without. The only thing, there were some very strong kind of fortresses that would be able to resist, and they resisted as much as they could. And some of them, they were died to the last one. They didn't surrender. But the German center, of course. I remember my father came say, we are leaving to the south part of Greece, and we have been notified that some marines are waiting for us to transfer us to Egypt or to other places because the war is going on. However, they were late, and some marine left, so he returned. But that was only thinking in retrospect, the heroism of these people. And that lasted, of course, quite a number of years. The Germans could not finish with Crete. They were delayed, and this delay caused a delay of them attacking Soviet Union, which means they faced then the terrible Russian winter, which finally would not overcome. So the resistance of Greece through the Armenian thing and then through Crete, it was a matter of 8-9 months, was very, very determining the outcome of the war. We were sure that the occupation would end. Terrible, the occupation was a terrible thing, of course. No light at night, no circulation on the streets after 8 o'clock in the evening, lack of food, the water by portions, the day not continuously. It was something really, really very tough. But one of the most shocking things that happened that time was, it happened at the end, in 1944. One day we saw our classmates who were Jewish people, because Thessaloniki had at that time approximately 60,000 people. 60,000 Jews in a total of 200,000. It was a big, big community with 32 synagogues, 2 daily newspapers. So our class mates came to the school having a yellow star on the lapel of their jacket. We say, what is this? Ordered by the German, the Kommandatur, as was the name, the high command. All Jewish people should have this kind of thing. Otherwise, if they are caught without wearing this thing, they are going to be immediately to prison or even executed. That was the beginning. As we were in last week in Mount Athos, and we traveled through Chalkidiki, Holomon and other places, very high mountain, very thick with this. If the Jewish people at that time thought what would come to them, they would have left Thessaloniki. There was plenty of woods and mountains in Chalkidiki and in the Western Macedonia. The Kozani, Ptolemais, this area, very. But they didn't think that something could happen to them. Well, the next step was the Germans gathered all of them to one part of the city. Then they transferred them to the area of the railway station. And using train after train, put them like sardines in a box, saying, we are taking you out of Greece for a better future. And they couldn't do anything anyhow. So these 55,000, 60,000, Jewish people were transferred to Germany, Austria, not for a vacation, but to concentration camps. And they were executed. Now, very few survived. Of the people that we know, friends of our family, only one survived, but he was so kind of hit by and wounded by these terrible conditions in the concentration camp that he passed away very soon. And after that we had the liberation. But you can imagine, all of a sudden we felt that the city has been emptied from a considerable human element. Because the Jewish element in Thessaloniki was almost from the beginning, when the city was founded in the 4th century B.C., at the time of St. Paul, there were a strong community. St. Paul went to the synagogue in Thessaloniki. They lasted throughout the centuries. A big number came from Spain when they were persecuted there. So they have been in Thessaloniki for 23 centuries. And all of a sudden they disappeared. As I said, that was the most shocking thing that happened. But today we simply remember the Ochi Day, the very heroic war, and a war in which the faith of the people and the certainty that the Mother of God is with us, and that it's impossible finally not to have a victorious end, was very strong. We remember the people who fall. All of us, we have people from our families who pass away. And we have also plenty of people that did not die, but because of the terrible conditions in the front, which means permanent snow, they were unable to stop somewhere, they had to fight continuously. So they were marching in snow and frozen water, and quite a number of people, they lost their legs. They had been amputated because this condition caused a freezing of their legs. And normally on this day it's a big parade, and now I don't know if anyone is surviving because that was 75 years ago. But they have the state provided them later on with special wheelchairs, mechanized, and in all parades they were with this kind of, they were ahead of the army parading, and of course you can imagine how much the people applauded and cried by seeing this kind of people with half one leg or two legs, anyhow. So this is the day-to-day, and we thought it would be important just have this service, short service, and remember, and as we ask the prayer, ask the Lord for the report of their souls, and also ask Him to think of what happens now. People that are involved in the worst kind of war, because the war in Albania was a conventional, normal, if there is a normal war, but it was a normal battle. What happens today in the Middle East is not a normal thing. It's a mixture of guerrilla war, sabotage war, anyhow, whatever you can imagine. So pray for them. And pray that the good Lord will give a solution, an end to this situation in the Middle East, and people could be living in peace. If you have a memory of the war as we did, it was for 5 years, that changes you in many ways. Respect for human life, and decisions to use your life in doing something that really is worth doing. Thank you.